This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday that he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive. As he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border, we get details from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Volunteer Corps have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said to civilians.
In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. China tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and elsewhere on the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protest. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Many of them were brought away around Victoria Park. The large public space used to be the scene of an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and became increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020.
And this is VOA News. Russia says that it thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Russian Defense Ministry, in a rare early morning video Monday, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault on Sunday at 5 points in Donetsk, one of four Ukrainian regions Russia illegally annexed last fall. The ministry spokesman said the enemy had no success. Ukraine did not comment and often waits until the completion of its military operations to confirm its actions, imposing news blackouts during the interim. Saudi Arabia has now announced it's cutting oil prices by 1 million, or production, I'd say, by 1 million barrels a day, raising new questions about the price of fuel. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Saudi Arabia is taking a unilateral step to bolster sagging crude prices. With the announcement, it will reduce oil output to the global market by 1 million barrels a day. The rest of the OPEC Plus oil producers meeting in Vienna agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of next year. The slump in oil prices has meant U.S. drivers could fill their tanks more cheaply. AAA says prices average about $3.55 a gallon, a dollar lower than a year ago. But analysts say if the Saudis felt another production cut was needed, that means the outlook for fuel demand is uncertain for the months ahead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Navy says its sailors and the United Kingdom Royal Navy came to the aid of a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard harassed it. Three fast attack guard vessels with armed troops aboard approached the merchant ship at a close distance Sunday afternoon. That's according to a U.S. Navy statement. Black and white images the Navy said it took from overhead showed three small ships close to the commercial ship. The guided missile destroyer USS McFall and the Royal Navy's frigate HMS Lancaster responded to the incident, with the Lancaster launching a helicopter. Iran did not acknowledge the incident at all. Old cars, used tires, and barbed wire blocked off the biggest neighborhood in the capital of Haiti. Gun-toting gangsters have been robbing, raping, and murdering the innocent. Weak or corrupt police and government officials have done little or worse. Now the people are rising up. A wave of brutal vigilante justice is breaking across Haiti, concentrated in the capital of about 1 million people. And the vigilantes close off neighborhoods, then they often chop the limbs off of suspected gangsters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.